ready after Labor Day. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today, and I am sorry to report the toll-free number issue has not been resolved. So grab your pens and papers or go to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. The call-in numbers are 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. If you get a recording, it means somebody's on there, so try a different number or wait and call back again. Now, obviously, the news here is that over the weekend, Hurricane Lester at the last second dodged off to the north and lost power, so we didn't have to deal with a heavy storm here. In fact, we barely got wet. And that's good news, obviously, for everybody living in Hawaii. Actually, the Big Island in Maui did get a lot from it, but up here on Oahu and on Kauai, virtually nothing. Okay, obviously, we are coming up on the 15th anniversary of the 9/11 false flag. I remember the 10th anniversary being in New York at one of the symposiums there, which was a thrill because how many times do truth activists get to perform off-Broadway? So there are all kinds of conventions and meetings and symposium going on about it. New scientific papers coming out about 9/11. And as has become a revered tradition in the corporate media, they are flooding the channels with all these programs to reinforce the official story, while the online propagandists are trying to flood the independent media with stories about directed energy weapons and micronuclear bombs and the perennial favorite, no plane at the Pentagon. So they're out there still trying to make the independent media look kooky. And of course, everybody understands that's what they're doing now. It's all classic poison the well. But I can almost smell the panic coming out of Washington, D.C. as they begin to realize the American people just are not buying the lies any longer. Now, story that came out from WorldNet Daily is talking about an article that came out in Europhysics magazine. Now, this is the official publication of the European Physics Community. It is very highly respected, peer-reviewed. And there was a study published there by four experts saying that there is no question. The evidence of 9/11 points overwhelmingly to the conclusion all three buildings were destroyed by controlled demolition. And they're out there saying that responsible authorities have to conduct a new investigation. Well, having the respected authorities or the responsible authorities conduct another investigation into 9/11 is like asking Jeffrey Dahmer to investigate whether there's cannibalism up in Milwaukee. You're probably not going to get the truth. The authorities are behind this fraud. They're never, ever, ever, ever going to admit what they have done. And at this point, it no longer matters. I do not cede to the government the authority to tell me what's real and what isn't. I'll rely on my own good senses, and I recommend that you all do the same here. And, of course, now that we're coming up on the anniversary, they're trying to regurgitate this story about how now it's the Saudi Arabia was behind 9/11. Yes, yes, we told you Afghanistan was behind 9/11 and we bombed the heck out of them and destroyed their country. And then we told you that Iraq was behind 9/11 and we bombed and destroyed their country. But this time we really, really mean it. It's Saudi Arabia. So you will support us as we go in and bomb their country and lay waste to it. Now, as I pointed out in one of my many articles on this topic, it doesn't make sense for Saudi Arabia to do something like this. There's no motive. Saudi Arabia has built much of their fortune off the petrodollar deal. They don't want to kill the goose that's laying the golden egg, or in this case, the petroleum egg. That would be dumb. They don't want to do anything that would allow the U.S. government to seize all the money Saudi Arabia has invested inside the United States of America. And we're talking a big chunk of change. Saudi Arabia pours money into this country. Israel takes it out, but Saudi Arabia pours it in. And if Saudi Arabia got it into their head one day that they wanted to harm the United States of America, they do not need to crash airplanes into skyscrapers to do it. All they got to do is ask for their money back. And the economic devastation that would follow would make 9/11 look like a minor speed bump. And it would be perfectly legal and moral for Saudi Arabia to do that. It's just another lie from a government that is valuing truth so much they economize it at every opportunity. We live in an age of lies. That's it. And boy, if you want to talk about the mistress of the lie, you have to talk about Hillary Clinton. And now there's yet another scandal around the email system, in that apparently a large number of devices that contained copies of this classified information are unaccounted for. And they're trying to make a big deal about how one of Hillary's aides destroyed two of her devices with a hammer, which isn't an effective way to destroy the data, because if you don't actually destroy that non-volatile memory chip, you can still recover the data off of that. Now, we're going to do a quick little shout-out here to all of our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about 9/11. We're talking about Hillary's email scandal. And now we have the latest version of the dog ate my homework, because one of the missing electronic devices is a laptop. And, oh my goodness, the post office lost it. And, yes, we know the post office does lose things. But that laptop was very dangerous. Yes, the email archive was deleted, but the disk was not wiped, which means the data is there to be recovered. They apparently sent it into the mail. They did not have tracking. They did not have any of the protections to guarantee delivery. Return receipts, certified mail, any of that. It was just regular first-class mail, and it disappeared. And that laptop is now out there someplace. Now, a story coming out of the Daily Mail. The House panel chair wants the federal government now to investigate whether Hillary Clinton was involved in the destruction of emails. Because one of the things that's come on out recently is that Hillary Clinton started deleting emails 2 weeks after they received notification that records had to be preserved for a pending investigation. That's destruction of evidence. That's obstruction of justice. That right there is an impeachable offense. So they're making a big deal about Hillary's old hardware being destroyed with a hammer. But the reality is there were 13 Blackberries, 5 iPads, the laptop missing in the Postal Service, and a thumb drive that have all gone missing. And nobody knows where it is, and all of them have this classified information on them. And I would like to remind everybody listening to this show once again, Title 18, Section 793, exposing national secrets through negligence is punishable by 10 years in prison and the permanent banning from holding all public office. That's the law. James Comey should have known that law, or maybe he just hopes that you don't. But that's the letter of the law. So now the issue of Hillary Clinton's health is back in the news, because apparently over this weekend she had some more of her famous coughing episodes, totaling 4.5 minutes. She got up at the podium, started coughing, tried to joke it away by saying she's allergic to Donald Trump. But the most interesting video came from the Hillary campaign aircraft, where she's giving a statement to the media pool that's following her around. And she starts coughing so bad, she dashes for the front of the airplane. And this very large gentleman who's been seen accompanying her is there with her, and he's closing the curtains, and he doesn't look like he's surprised by what's happening. Now, MSNBC cut the live coverage as soon as she started coughing and blamed it on seasonal allergies. Yeah, in an aircraft at 30,000 feet with a filtered air supply in the cabin, she's got allergic reactions. That's the story. Paul Joseph Watson is out there on Twitter saying 4.5 minutes of sick Hillary having a coughing fit. And the corporate media is still saying concerns about her health are still conspiracy theory. By the way, according to one of our readers, it isn't a coughing fit. It's a Russian hack. So getting on down here, we have seen this purge going on in the corporate media. First, it was Dr. Drew, and they're out there saying, oh no, we were going to fire him all along. It's just a coincidence that he was fired after saying there's legitimate reasons to question Hillary's health. Well, yesterday, Greta Van Susteren asked people on her Twitter account if she should make a segment on Hillary's health. The overwhelming response was yes. Today, she abruptly left her position at Fox News after 14 years. It doesn't get more obvious than that. Now, right now, Donald Trump is edging into the lead on the polls. Not enough to overcome the vote stealers, but he's in the lead. And apparently, during the ride on the airplane, the press asked her what she thought about the fact that she's now trailing Donald Trump. And at that point, the Clinton camp just cuts the press off. Total tyrannical control of the media. And it gets even more interesting. And I want to preface this next story with a reminder about a very famous lawsuit called the Fox News Synthetic Bovine Growth Hormone Lawsuit. And it involved two reporters who were assigned to write basically a puff piece on Monsanto's synthetic bovine growth hormone that was used to plump up cattle, make them more productive. And these reporters, when they dug into the story, discovered that people who consumed the meat and dairy products from these treated cows were suffering very strange medical problems afterwards. And that was the story that they wrote. Well, Monsanto's a big advertiser on Fox News, and they came on in and said, no, you will change the story. And Fox News ordered these reporters to change their story. The reporters stood firm, and Fox News fired them. The reporters sued for wrongful termination, and they lost on appeal when the court ruled that because there is no law requiring the corporate media to be honest with the American people, that they do have a legal right to order their prostitutes and correspondents to lie to the public. And if the prostitutes and correspondents refuse, to fire them for cause. They can be fired for refusing to lie. That shows you just how screwed up the law and the corporate media is in this country. Now, with that as a preface, Chris Wallace has been selected to moderate the Fox News presidential debate. And by the way, we're already hearing it's not going to be a debate like we all think of them, which is where Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will be trading questions and barbs. It's more of a news conference where Trump will be asked some questions and answer, and then Hillary's being asked some questions and will answer, and they don't interact, because that would work very much against Hillary Clinton, because Donald Trump can think on his feet. Hillary cannot. If she doesn't have a teleprompter and the questions in advance, she is totally lost. So apparently on Fox News Media Buzz, Howard Kurtz was talking to Chris Wallace about his being the moderator on the first debate, and he came on out and asked a very important question. What do you do if the candidates make assertions that you know to be untrue? And Chris Wallace's reply was, that's not my job. It's not my job to be a truth squad. Which tells you that the presidential debate is going to be a complete and total waste of time. Now, Hillary Clinton is trying to make noises about how once she's elected president, she'll stop all the corruption in the Clinton Foundation. And she's already backing off on that. She is going to be disconnected from the Clinton Foundation once she's president. Of course, she all promised to be disconnected from the foundation at the State Department, and we know that was a lie. But Bill Clinton, her husband, will still be on the board of the Clinton Foundation, and Chelsea Clinton will still be working for the Clinton Foundation. So it's nothing. It's just painting over the corruption problem. Now, you need to remember that Hillary Clinton's nomination for Secretary of State was held up for Hillary to sign an agreement saying that the Clinton Foundation wouldn't be a conflict of interest. And as it turned out, yeah, she was running a pay-for-play operation there. And she's making the same promises about the same foundation if she's elected president. So why should we even consider believing what she's saying at this point? She's a liar, period, end of discussion. She wouldn't know the truth if it hit her in the face. Now, Julian Assange is getting ready for another major data dump. And he is saying, he was interviewed on Democracy Now!, and he says there are 1,700 emails in Hillary Clinton's collection that proves she sold weapons to ISIS in Syria and knew it was going on, because Hillary, under oath, denied she knew anything about Libyan weapons going to Syria. She testified to that under oath. She committed perjury. And these emails are going to prove it. Now, more emails have coming on out saying that Hillary Clinton was literally stage managing the Benghazi hearings by sending specific information to Senator Robert Menendez, who was at the time, he was the acting chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee and very much on Hillary's side. And he was taking her lead to get certain points made that would help Hillary Clinton out of that mess. The reality is Clinton's stories are all starting to unravel. They contradict each other. Their way of getting out of one scandal only makes things look worse in the other scandals, in particular her health. The FBI did a data dump just ahead of the Labor Day weekend, and there was a lot of information in there. Hillary told the FBI interviewers she couldn't recall the briefings on how to handle classified information due to her blood clot and health problems, and said she was only working part-time at the State Department anyway under orders from her doctor. Well, right there is something you need to pay attention to, because America does not need a part-time president. And that's another reason why her health is a major issue. If she can't work at that job for the hours that job requires, then she shouldn't be in there in the first place. Basically, what we have here is a candidate for president of the United States of America who's claiming to remember less about her life than Jason Bourne. So Trump now holds a slim lead over Hillary in the CNN ORC poll. He's leading by 20 points among independents. And they're now measuring something called the enthusiasm factor. And they're saying Donald Trump is making voters enthusiastic. And this may be a metric where they're going to try and predict who actually is going to go out and vote. Because they can be polling all these people who are going to vote for Hillary Clinton, but they may just decide not to bother showing up because they're not excited about her. They're going with Hillary because they're lifelong loyal Democrats, and they're going to vote the party ticket, but they may not get out there. And already we're seeing Hillary try and set the stage to blame her defeat, her loss to Donald Trump, on Russia. We have to invalidate the result. We know Russia's hacking our elections. No, Hillary's hacking our elections. That's coming out. And she wants to blame the Russians for it. Hillary's attitude seems to be, oh, come on, the American voters don't care about corruption and assassination and espionage or my health or pay for play or sending weapons to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. The only reason I'm trailing is the Russians are interfering with our elections here, and as president, I will nuke them for you. If she can remember where she put the keys to the nuclear weapons. Now, there's a very interesting article over at the National Review talking about Hillary Clinton's greatest accomplishments annotated. And what they did is they went over to Hillary Clinton's official website where there's a little article on her accomplishments. And they looked at each one closely and found, to nobody's surprise, that Hillary is exaggerating what she's been doing, taking credit for other people's work in at least one case. You know, Obama is out there saying there's never been anyone as qualified to be president as Hillary Clinton. Well, Hillary didn't write the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights. She didn't win the Civil War. She didn't win the American Revolution. On what basis does Obama presume to say she's the most qualified candidate for president in all of U.S. history? None. It's pure bovine excrement. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I got another reader letter saying that Hillary Clinton is not coughing. It's just a furball. Okay. Anyway, Hillary Clinton is trying to find something that she can bash Donald Trump with, and apparently took him to task for daring to comment on the policies of the Federal Reserve. See, Trump understands that a lot of what is going on in our country comes from that private central bank. And he's dropping a lot of hints about that right now. And Hillary said, how dare you talk about the Federal Reserve? How dare you comment on their policies? I mean, they're working so hard to keep America poor. I mean, to keep the bankers rich or something like that. And so she's out there. And I think you're going to generally find that most people are very responsive to the idea that in point of fact, the Federal Reserve is a cause of much of our nation's grief. The president of Mexico, following on the success of his meeting with Donald Trump, has extended an invitation to Hillary Clinton to come on down there and talk about the immigration issue. And Hillary has rejected it. And it's another indicator she dares not be seen in any environment, any circumstance, where she's not totally in control of what's going on. because otherwise she's going to be in trouble. Remember that incident that happened at one of her rallies where somebody made a ruckus in the audience and her handler had to jump up there and say, no, keep talking, keep talking, keep talking. So it's an ugly, ugly situation. And let's see. Let me get that taken care of. Now, as you know, the allegations about massive fraud during the Democratic primaries are not going away. And Election Justice USA, which is a voter accuracy organization, they're not partisan. And they're basically saying at this point, they need to decertify the primary results in several states because of the evidence of widespread election fraud. And they're saying they recommend paper ballots be counted in all states which show the irregularities, including New York and California. Now, remember, in New York, Hillary beat the exit polls by 20%. A 2% discrepancy is considered signs of election fraud, both by the United States State Department and the United Nations. 20%. Counting the ballots out in California may be a bit tricky because apparently down in San Diego, they've already shredded the paper ballots, which is a violation of election law. Didn't want to leave a trace of evidence out there. But Election Justice issued a report, Democracy Lost, a detailed report on the fatally flawed 2016 Democratic primaries, and basically says Hillary Clinton is not a legitimate nominee for president. When you take out the fraud, it should have gone to Bernie Sanders. And if they cheated to that extent, including with the DNC leadership, then you know they're going to do exactly the same thing in November if they think they can get away with it. And the only thing that will stop them is a massive, overwhelming landslide victory for Donald Trump, which may happen because even though the corporate media is now grudgingly admitting that Donald Trump is slightly in the lead, the polls being run on websites not controlled by the corporate media are showing Donald Trump way out in the lead. Now, you remember back when CNN criticized Donald Trump because he hadn't spoken before a black audience. You remember that one? And then last week, Donald Trump addressed a black church. They gave him their support. They gave him this little shawl. And CNN took the church to task. How dare you have Donald Trump in there? And it's just another proof. There isn't anything Donald Trump can say or do that the corporate media is not going to put the worst possible spin on. You're not talking to blacks. Well, now you're talking to blacks. How dare you? So let's talk a little bit about the G20 because that's turning into a heck of a show. As you know, when Barack Obama arrived for the G20, the Chinese gave him a little diplomatic snub. More when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the G20, which is just wrapping up today. And boy, what a difference. Remember the last G20, Russia had been kicked out and everybody was just fully on board the U.S. agenda. We're going to destroy the ruble and the yuan and all will be well. And here we are today. And when Obama arrived at the G20, the Chinese did not provide the roll-up staircase or a red carpeting. Obama had to leave Air Force One using this little built-in stairwell down in the bottom of the aircraft. When Putin arrived, he got the stairs and the red carpet. And that's significant in the world of diplomacy here. So Putin is being given the VIP treatment, and the G20 is telling Obama that not only is he a lame duck president, they really fed up with U.S. hegemonic domination of the world. Meanwhile, Obama is trying, I guess, to set a record of annoying other world leaders. And literally, while a guest in China at the G20, publicly warned Beijing of consequences in the South China Sea. Now, under normal diplomatic protocol, when you are a guest in somebody else's country, officially, you behave yourself. And Obama just violated that. He's just trying to anger people off. And my concern between what's going on in the South China Sea and in Russia is that the establishment is finally coming to understand that Hillary is self-destructing, Donald Trump's lead is very real, and they can't reverse it with election fraud or the Electoral College without sparking an armed uprising in this country. So now the war hawks, in order to get their war, they're going to get it started before the election and stick Donald Trump with it, the way the bankers created the Depression of the 1930s and stuck Herbert Hoover with it. But that could go wrong, because Donald Trump is a businessman. He's not obsessed with his historical legacy the way professional politicians are. And I would not be surprised if President Trump's first act would be to call Russia and China and say, look, this war is a stupid idea by my predecessors. Let's just call it off. And Putin would agree instantly. China would probably require more in the way of a formal expression of regret. But Trump could just pull the plug on the whole thing. Let's grab a couple of phone calls. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
We always been at war with Eurasia, Mike. What a look into the future, huh?
Yes.
Mike, Putin and Xi Jinping are basically in the driver's seat now. If you look at Obama, boy, did he gray, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he gray. You know, like, this is the new order. We are the old order. That's why the British left the EU. And, you know, in addition to the EU being a scam, you know, but they see the writing on the wall. It's Eurasia is the future. We, you know, in less than 20 years, people don't realize this. China will have double the GDP of the U.S. We have no manufacturing anymore. If you don't have no manufacturing, you are not a superpower, pretty much. That's
yeah,
it.
That's you've hit the nail right on the head. The United States became a superpower because the American people built up industries and agriculture, and we had products to sell. And then post-World War II, the money junkies basically took on over and said, we can coast for a while because everybody else is being forced to use our money. We can charge interest on it. We don't need to get our hands dirty with making things. And then to top it all off with that disastrous experiment with GMO, nobody wants our agricultural produce. We don't have anything to support our nation's economy once the world stops using the U.S. dollar for global trade and banking.
And if you look at the Silk Road, between all those connections, that's like half the world over there. They don't need to have a big navy. Sure, you have to have a navy, but they don't need a big navy because it's all landlocked. And, you know, this is a missile and drone war era. Aircraft carriers, like you said, is like battleships. It's another era, another time, and we relied a lot on tech, and, you know, the Chinese do, but they know how to defeat the tech. You know, if you look at the F-22, I think they made 178 out of 700 and something. Now I just read that they're going to refit the F-15s. Well, the F-15 can no way compete with the latest Russian and Chinese fighter, which they can pump out, and they've already been pumping out. So, I mean, right there you see who's going to control the skies in the future also.
Well, I think the U.S. is realizing that because of the high cost of the F-22 and the F-35, they can't put a lot of them in the field, and so they're bringing back the older aircraft and refurbishing them just as a numbers game. And I would presume that the F-15 would be deployed as a second-tier aircraft, more for defensive purposes than power projection. But I'm beginning to think somebody over at the Navy reads my website, because apparently the top admiral in the Navy came on out with a statement saying that our carriers reign supreme. China and Russia can't possibly stand up to them. And obviously he's not read the Pentagon's own report on the Gerald R. Ford. But I'm seeing a lot of chest thumping coming on out of the Pentagon, and that's always a bad sign.
Yeah, without our aircraft carriers, we're nothing. You know, people don't realize we have six aircraft carriers. I believe three are in port. You know, you got to maintain them. They cost $1 million a day to run an aircraft carrier at least. So you got three out or three in reserve, and supposedly out of 10. I don't know where the other four are or whatever, but
There's a website that tracks them, but you're right. A lot of these carriers are in port, having repairs, refurbishment, refueling the reactors, which is a very, very long and difficult job.
Yep. I mean, we're pretty much, you know, like we said, we know about the economy with the Searses and the JCPenney and Macy's. We're in decline, people. Anybody to deny it now. If you just look at ITT, what happened with ITT Technical Institute, you know, shenanigans maybe going over there, but, you know, it's a lot of people out of work now.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, it's interesting because on Fox News now, they're running the story that if Donald Trump wins the election, there'll be a stock market crash. So they're trying to panic all the money junkies into giving Hillary Clinton even more money than they already have. And, you know, we're overdue for a crash. And I don't think it's going to matter if Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton is in the White House. It's going to happen. It has to, sooner or later. They can't keep this fraud up because they're trapped between a rock and a hard place. They're keeping the U.S. stock market propped up with easy, cheap money. But the more they do that, the more the rest of the world loses confidence in the U.S. dollar and turns away from it. So they've messed this place up.
Oh, yeah, man. 2008 was it. They've been propping up with the printing of the money. But remember, September 15th, isn't it where the Chinese yuan gets added to the IMF?
I think so. We're coming up on that. We're coming up on that. And it goes back to what I said before about the narcocracy. These may be great drug lords and very vicious killers and criminals. They are not qualified to run a nation. And look at the end result. We saw, again, this is a repeat of what happened during Prohibition, where the rum runners bought their way into the top levels of the U.S. government, and the whole nation started to fall apart because these people weren't concerned with the roads and the rails and the bridges. They were just concerned with more money and power for themselves.
Yeah, they think day to day. I hate to tell people this, but the Chinese think hundreds of years from now. So, I mean, our leaders are just day to day, and they blew it.
Yeah, end of the term in office, retirement, next election, it's somebody else's problem after that. And it's one of the downsides of our democratic system of government in that we don't really have anybody who's thinking what's going to be happening 20, 30, 40 years in the future. And the short-sightedness of our current regime, it's just amazing. We knew back in the 1980s we were losing our manufacturing. And corrective action could have been taken then, but instead they said, well, we'll just convince everybody that we're leaving manufacturing behind, and we're going to have the service economy, which means we can get rich doing each other's laundry for a fee. And yes, it did open up taxation opportunities for the U.S. government, but it didn't bring any new wealth into this country to keep that pyramid propped up.
Yeah, we have decades of rot in this country, and I just don't think, I like Trump, I think it's too late to turn it around. We're on the planet Titanic, Mike.
well, I think we're on the USS Titanic right now. All right, Dustin, I'm going to let you go. Got a bunch of other calls I need to get to. Steve in Virginia, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you very much. I just wanted to mention about this thing with Soros. He made this comment the other day, and I was wondering, I had understood that he was behind this or sponsored the votes being tallied in Spain, of all places. That's kind of disturbing.
It is very disturbing. Yeah. I mean, the idea that our elections are being tallied on the other side of the world where nobody can go in and take a look is a real warning. And maybe that's why, you know, he came out with that interview the other day that Hillary's presidency is a done deal.
Yeah.
That he's bought the White House for her. But again, everybody on election day that's voting for Trump, wear red, put a little paper T on the front of your clothing. And when the American people see how the voters really voted, it's going to make it really obvious if they try and come on in and say, trust us, honest, Hillary won, really.
Yeah.
You know, and then we have the image of Hillary Clinton sitting in the Oval Office saying, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Am I supposed to be doing something important?
Yeah. Yeah, we have to really, I hope everybody who can vote votes and votes the right way.
Well, I think everybody ought to vote because if you don't vote, somebody can use your voter registration for nefarious purposes.
Yeah. So... Well, thank you. But that's all. I just thought I'd mention that. I just heard that the other day.
It's a huge mess, and the fact that the Department of Homeland Security is taking over the election, that's not very reassuring at all.
No.
Not to me, not at all. We need to go back to paper ballots that are counted right there at the polling place, and those totals are posted where everybody can copy them down, and then all the newspapers just list all the precinct totals and how they get to the county totals and the state totals. And then the national newspapers have the state totals that they're tallied up to get the national result. That way, everybody in every single voting precinct can follow their total all the way up to the very top to find out who won the election honestly. And it's such a simple way of solving this problem, and absolutely the powers that be do not want that.
Yeah. Somebody mentioned to me even having a, if it would be feasible, having a camera showing the recording the people, you know, tallying.
No, you don't need it. You don't need it. Go with what's simple. Go with what's simple and will work.
Yeah.
And that idea. Hand count paper ballots in full view of all the voters and candidates, representatives, and you post those precinct totals right there, so that all the voters in that precinct can write them all down and then follow them all the way up the chain through the process of tallying and verify that nothing's been changed. That would literally give us literally 100 million vote checkers.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. That's good. That sounds good. So...
Okay.
Well, that would be great to see that method. Yeah.
So, all right. So we're
thank
gonna
you.
Let you.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to let you go here and go to Chris in Las Vegas. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Michael. I was observing on Obama's so-called welcome to the G20. That was a manifestation of the global disappreciation for the dishonoring of the office of this imposter POTUS, this provocateur undercover agent, deep cover COINTELPRO Manchurian candidate we have posing as a POTUS, getting him his proper due diligent welcome as he really deserves as a dishonorable individual.
Well, you know, let's try and rope the UFO people in on the same time, as long as you're going down that huge, huge list. No, what's going on is it isn't so much Obama himself as the United States as a whole has lost the respect of the rest of the world. We're not seen as a great nation. We're not seen as any kind of a moral leader. We're not seen as a champion of democracy. We're seen as a bunch of war criminals. And the rest of the world is rejecting this idea that the U.S. should be telling other countries how to live their lives.
I absolutely agree with you. We are the oppressor-aggressor max aggression force. And it's really dangerous, the position that we've been put in by those people who have seized and overtaken our country and having us do their bidding instead of the people here in America protecting our own interests here at home, guard, protect, defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Well, again, a lot of this goes back to George Soros. He's got huge amounts of money, and he's got this fantasy vision in his mind about a one-world government. And the reality is it's not working out. But he's very spoiled, and he says, I'm going to make this work. I don't care how many people have to be raped or sexually assaulted or killed or robbed. I'm going to make the new world order and the one world government. Like I said, Soros reminds me of the guy, the billionaire in the Michael Caine movie, Billion Dollar Brain. He's got all this money and thinks it gives him the right to start world war with Russia.
Well, Soros is a breed of a different character. He is of the darkest heart there is on the planet, along with Hillary Clinton, and it's just a bizarre individual that would do this devious, demonic stuff. He ought to be off the planet or locked up to put him away for the public safety of the world.
Well, I think we ought to make him poor, because if there's something that money junkies suffer more from than execution, it's being made to live as poor people. And I think that would be a suitable punishment for the Clintons, for George Soros. Under the racketeering laws, it is permissible for our government to seize their fortunes, and that would go a long way to erasing our national debt instead of sticking law-abiding citizens with it.
Absolutely. I concur. Thank you very much, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here, and the phone lines are now open. Getting on back to the G20, the negotiations between Obama and Putin regarding Syria went absolutely nowhere. I surmise that Obama said, let us have Syria, and Putin said, "Nyet." And Obama is trying to save face by saying, well, there are gaps of trust. Yeah, there are serious gaps of trust. Who's been behaving as an untrustworthy party in this? The United States. We're freeing Syria from a dictator. All right, that didn't work out. Assad is gassing his own people. Oh, no, that didn't work out. We're in Syria for ISIS and Al-Qaeda. The U.S. government and Obama have discredited themselves and destroyed the trust of the American people and the rest of the world in what the U.S. is doing by all their constant lying. So, yeah, there's a gap of trust. And guess who made it? Then, okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And also at the G20, Obama was out there trying to maintain like he's in charge of what's going on over there and literally threatened cyber war on Russia. He's out there pushing this idea that Russia is breaking into America's computers. They broke into the Democratic National Committee emails. They're hacking our election system. Now, there's something that you need to understand about the U.S. election system. It doesn't plug into the internet. You have to physically be in the presence of those electronic voting machines or have access to the memory card before you can hack them. So this is just nonsense. And Putin knows it's nonsense. And everybody who understands computers knows it's nonsense. And he's out there thumping his chest. Maybe Obama is trying to make a big splash before he has to step down from his office. Obama has now canceled a meeting with the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, who had basically issued a rather rude comment about President Obama. And he's a very colorful gentleman. But the issue is that Obama is out there criticizing Philippines for their policy of just shooting drug dealers dead in the streets, saying it's extrajudicial execution of drug criminals. They deserve their day in court. So follow my logic on this. According to President Barack Obama, extrajudicial executions of totally random people by drones in other people's countries is perfectly okay. But extrajudicial executions of drug dealers is a bad thing, which leads to the question, is Obama getting a piece of the action of the drug trade? And that may be a more legitimate question than most Americans are willing to deal with right now. And the U.S. government is continuing to act like a spoiled child, because apparently the United States has now denied former British Ambassador Craig Murray entry to the United States. Now, normally you don't need a visa to come from Britain to the United States. And it's a pro forma process to get approval. And Craig Murray was the British ambassador to Uzbekistan. And everyone's saying, why are they doing this? This is going to cause a diplomatic stir. Well, Murray was scheduled to chair the presentation of this year's Sam Adams Award for Integrity in Intelligence. And the award was going to be presented to the CIA torture whistleblower, John Kiriko. And talk about diplomacy as an alternative to war. This at the World Beyond War Conference planned for September 23rd through the 25th in Washington, D.C. And I guess the U.S. government doesn't want people talking about alternatives to war. And so they basically slammed the gate on this guy. And it will have diplomatic repercussions. Now, James Jatras, he's a former diplomat and advisor at the U.S. Senate Republican leadership, in a phone interview, we got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And again, and I apologize, the toll-free number system